to receive such an award three times is great, and the paying public who turn up week in, week out, it's nice just to get that recognition, I suppose, for all your hard work and all your effort, really.
And you're the first player to have been named three times as Clubman of the Year.
Yeah, I'm told that.
You're very modest, but I mean, it is one heck of an achievement. Let's put you completely on the spot. We might as well go the whole hog. What is it about you, and what is it that you do that the fans like so much?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a trier. I'm a doer. You know, I mean, when I step over that white line, I always give my all, and I think as supporters, if you had 11 of those, I don't think you're going to be too far off. Obviously, you need to have ability and talent as well, but I've always given my all, and I think I show that on the pitch every time I step out.
Let's go back to the very start, if we can. Why did you decide to come to York in the first place?
I ended up at York as a 20-year-old skinny young lad who'd just been released from Cardiff City, and my options were limited. Cardiff were a championship club, and I didn't quite cut it, didn't make the grade. There were a few very good players in front of me, so I was told by Dave Jones that my services were no longer needed.
That must be really difficult when you're young and you're aspirational.
It is.
Or has the penny dropped before someone tells you that's the case?
You know? A little bit. I mean, I'd been at Cardiff since the age of 11, 12 years old, and I'd come right through the system. To be around the football club, it was my dream. I supported the club from a young age. My dad took me to games when I was 4 or 5 years old, so I was living the dream, but signs were there as to say I'm not really going to make it. One or two lads who were my age were in the first team squad as such and playing every week, and I was getting left in the reserve, so it didn't make it any easier to take when you're finally told that you're leaving.
And then why York? Did you decide you wanted to come to York, or did York make you the best offer at the time?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't have an agent at the time. I was 20 years old. I'd written letters to every Football League club just saying I was available, with a little football CV to say what I've achieved in the game at a relatively young age. I was just keen, so desperate to stay in full-time football. And in the end, it was through my reserved coach at Cardiff, who knew the assistant manager at the time at York, Colin Walker. And I was invited up for a trial. I had a phone call on the Sunday morning asking if I could be in training on Monday. And without even thinking about it, I Googled where York was, straight in the car.
It was that bad, was it? You didn't even know where York was.
I knew it was north. In North Yorkshire, but I didn't. So AA route maps took me, I think, 4 hours, 55 minutes or something silly like that.
Yeah, and it's a heck of a drive, isn't it?
Yeah, long way. And I just...
Was that an issue for you? No. I mean, as a young man, you know, you don't want to be that far away from your home city.
It was tough, but at the time I was so desperate, and football was all I'd known at the time, and I was just so keen to give it a shot. I wanted no regrets, and I just wanted to have a shot at it. So, like I said, on that Sunday I drove up and was thrown in a B&B and then met Mr. McEwen on Monday morning.
Is that glamorous? Is it bed and breakfast? You're not putting the swanky suite in a five-star hotel?
No, not at all.
There you go, kid. Use of credit extra, and you're in a shared bathroom. And I mean, obviously, you took to it because, as you say, you're now going into your eighth season for York. What is it about the club that you like? There's obviously something. I mean, A, they keep you employed.
Of course.
But what is it? I mean, is there something about York City that's special?
I think it's a great city, and the club itself, it's a great run club, and there's a real close-knit. I mean, obviously, the chairman and his family run the club, and in my time here, I've got to know them very well, obviously, and I get on well with everyone, really.
You can't get on with everyone. You must have had your rows in your time.
I'm a very, what's the word?
Laid back?
Laid back, and I struggle to lose my temper, but yeah, like I said, I mean, eight seasons, and seen a few players come and go in my time, but I've loved it here, and I still love it here.
Do we already know the highs and lows of your time here? I mean, you know, the lows have got to be that relegation threat that was hanging, and the high must have been one of those or both of those games at Wembley.
Of course. I mean, that season where we really struggled in the conference, I think it was 08-09. It was terrible. I mean, we really, the season before that, obviously, we lost to Morecambe in the playoff semi-final under Billy McEwen, and then to be languishing in the bottom of the conference, it was tough. But on the other hand, that year, we managed to get to the FA Trophy final. It was really hard to enjoy that moment, knowing that the fear of relegation from the... what that could have done to the football club. It was really, really difficult.
What about Wembley? Let's talk about Wembley. Lost to Stevenage in 2009. Oxford in 2010. Mm-hmm. Just how good was it to go back to Wembley in May of last year it was now, wasn't it? Yeah.
Of course.
And winning both the FA Trophy and the playoff, one of which I'm proud to say I was at.
It was an unbelievable 10 days, the fact that we went on a great FA Trophy run and then we were still pushing hard in the league to find ourselves in the playoffs and to find us in two finals. The Newport game, I think, was a blessing. It really did set us up to turn up the following week for the most important game, obviously, with the playoff final. I think a squad of players arriving at Wembley, it's difficult. The nerves, the excitement, it's draining in itself, and it's how you handle all that. And I think having done that the week before, we basically turned up the following week to do a job. And I think we had none of the occasion, no picture taking, no photographs with family. It was all just, we were purely there just to get the job done. And I think it showed that.
Many footballers will do their entire professional careers and they will never, ever get to play at Wembley. You've been there four times now.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, like you said, to be involved in a team who's been successful at conference level, and to captain and lead out my team at Wembley the first time was a huge, huge honour, and something that no one can take away from me, and it's something that I'll never forget.
It's awe-inspiring as a spectator. I mean, it was my first and my one and only visit to Wembley. It sort of took my breath away when I walked in. I hadn't realised that. Yeah. I was walking into that sort of amphitheatre of colour and
Definitely.
Noise and whatever. What's it like being down there on the pitch with all this going on around you?
Believe it or not, once you're in that zone and you know you're there for a reason, you kind of block it all out and you don't actually realise the euphoria around you. Once that whistle blows, you're just in a zone. So however many thousand were there, I think it was 40,000-50,000 there against Luton. Obviously it's loud, and a lot louder than it'd be on a normal Saturday, but yeah, you're just so deep train of thought and focused. And
what about Gary Mills? I mean, you talked about having seen a number of managers come and go. Were you surprised when Gary Mills was sacked after everything that he'd achieved and the love and the appreciation that all the fans of York City had shown him? Did it come as a shock when he was given his marching orders?
It did. I mean, I think some people from the outside find that surprising when I do say that it was a shock with the run that we were on, 15-16 game winless run. It still was a shock to me and a few of the lads. With everything that he had done for the football club, I think, to finally get out of the league. But the chairman had a tough decision to make. I mean, there's very little sentiment in football. I mean, I've been on the end of it a few times. And, Gary Mills, he found himself out of a job when we got that defeat against Bradford. It was the final nail in the coffin, really. And I think the chairman had a decision to make where he had 10 or so games left, and he felt as though if he left it any longer, maybe the person to come in and do the new job wouldn't have enough time. So it was tough. I mean, the conversation that he pulled us all back in together when he was told he was out of a job, and it was tough hearing it. He was proud of what he'd achieved at York, and like you said, I think everyone will be thankful for what he did at the football club.
Did he get emotional? Do you guys get emotional?
Yeah, Gary Mills was a very emotional man, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying that. As a few of us are, I'm an emotional character. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and it was a horrible hour. We was just sat in a dressing room after the Bradford game, and it was really, really tough. I mean, no one quite knew what to say.
What happens? I mean, does it all go quiet? Do people get angry? Do people even shed tears?
There were a few tears. I mean, I wouldn't want to single anyone out to say there were tears as such, but it was just, Gary sat us all down and he just basically told us what's just happened, and he just thanked us all for our hard work for the two and a bit years that he was at the football club, and everyone was speechless, really. I mean, what can you say at that point? That was it. I mean,
you've got me choked up, and I wasn't there. It sounds appalling. And then you all have to be the professionals that you are, just like that, and one minute it's Gary Mills, and the next minute, here's this guy called Nigel Worthington walking through the door.
Of course, that's it. I mean, everyone's starting from square one again, fresh slate, and you've got to turn up on that Monday morning and impress all over again. You've got to make sure that you're in his first team selection. You got 20 lads who were all desperate to get that shirt, and as difficult as it was, you've got some lads who were out of favour under Gary Mills, and then you've got some lads who were obviously who were playing every week under Gary Mills, and all of a sudden it's a lottery again. So yeah, I mean, the new manager came in and very positive, very optimistic as to the way he was going to go about getting us out of trouble, and you just have to knuckle down and take on board everything he says and believe in the new boss.
What kind of man is he to work for?
I really enjoy playing for him. Training's bright, and he's very straight. I think you know where you are, and I think as a player that's such a valuable thing to feel. I mean, knowing that there's nothing worse where you're left in the dark or there's a few hidden messages, but he calls a spade, and if you're not doing it, he'll tell you, and if you are, he'll give you a pat on the back. And I think a lot of lads enjoy working for him.
He's worked at an international level.
Of course.
Can you tell that? Can you tell that by his approach? Can you tell that by the techniques and the skills that he has as managing you as a group of players?
You can. I'd go as far as saying you can tell he's been at the top through his standards he requires in discipline, training, no matter what. Things need to be done the right way. And yeah, like you said, he's managed at the top for a reason, for a lengthy period of time. And he was out of football for a short while and he saw York City as an opportunity to come back in, and he kept us in the league, which was his memo when he got briefed with 10 games to go. And hopefully now we can kick on and do a lot better this year.
What about you? What about your future? Is this where you stay because you are, you know, a York City player and that's the way it will always be? Or do you have aspirations to do other things?
I've just recently signed a 2-year contract. I'm extremely happy at York City. Personally, I had a very good season last year and I want to build on that. I got rewarded with a new contract off the new manager, which I was delighted to sign. And his ambitions match mine. He doesn't want to see York City down the bottom of the league. He wants to be at the other end and striving for promotion, which is music to my ears, because as a footballer, you want to play at the highest level possible. So, yeah, it's that simple, really.